this, being an aware woman raising a daughter. It's like walking around with a magnetic magic mirror attached to the front of your face every single day. The mirror's not just a reflector, but a spotlight, too. It's unbreakable, and you can't escape it. This magic mirror reveals every buried, hidden, covered over corner of your psyche, shining itself brightly into the darkest recesses of memory. Its piercing, inescapable light revealing every little and big way that your own budding femininity was devalued, overlooked, violated, repressed, disowned, hardened, confused, shamed, frozen. Once you see what you see, you have to feel what you feel, and you can't escape the reality of your abandoned selves. You try to wiggle yourself away from the magnetic mirror so you won't have to deal with all that, but the mirror's inescapable, so you deal. You sort it out, you lay out all your cards on the table, and you say, okay, all of this is part of me, and I'll work with it so that hopefully she won't have to. The mirror reflects back to you any ounce of doubt you have in yourself. The few tiny little threads, like needles in the haystack of your 20-year personal female empowerment project. Those little bits of honesty that were tucked away in exchange for nice girl status are pulled up into the eyes of the mirror, along with a vision of yourself much stronger than you are today. You try to smash the mirror because you thought you were quite strong enough already, and you know the business of getting strong by now is the hardest work there is. But the mirror's unbreakable, so your eyes actually grow big enough to keep seeing the truth, and you learn what strength really looks like. You soften. You teach yourself to allow the feelings to feel themselves through you. You soften some more, you grieve, you melt ice cubes, you forgive. Over and over again, you forgive. You hug your little girl inside and tell her she's okay, and you believe it now because she's finally got the mom she's always needed. You. Ordinary days or months go by, and then one day, unexpectedly, the mirror reveals a beauty so blinding. It really is hard to keep your eyes open this time, but somehow you do. And your heart stretches a few sizes wider and a few thousand feet deeper when you realize that you're experiencing firsthand the thing that the saints and poets are always talking about. This source, this something that's so completely unbounded and unconditional, it's almost unbearable. As simple and original and life-giving as the sun itself. True love. And you're renewed again. For a few days, hours, or minutes, you walk with the swagger of a devotion so great it could and does move mountains. And you know that you've made the world a better place because this person exists, this little girl of yours. She knows who she is and she loves who she is because who she is loved like this by you. And then the mini mothering honeymoon ends, inevitably, of course, and the magnetic magic mirror reflects to you the most devastating vision. The thing that your mothering hormones on sleepless nights tricked you into believing didn't exist at all. This thing that is now so close you can smell it in your daughter's tangled mermaid hair. The mirror shows you the future. The unavoidable end of your daughter's childhood. The picture isn't clear yet. But what you make out in the blurry golden image for sure is the hint of a heartbreaking separation. This you and she who were once one becoming two for good. And the twilight of your union in this lifetime begins. You attempt to crack the mirror, but it's unbreakable. You turn to run away, but you can't escape. So you grieve some more, and you try your darndest to forgive yourself for every moment of her childhood that you missed. That day that you were too busy washing the dishes to look at her beautiful, original, innocent, dynamic, colorful, quirky drawing. Or worse, those months you were so focused on your passion project that you totally missed it. The tantrums were her way of saying, "Mama, I really need you now." That now will never come again. That time you closed your heart in the middle of the night when she was sick and you were beyond exhausted. If only you could hold her like that once more, her small body completely surrounded in the fullness and curves of yours, the soft curls on her head mingling with your breath, in complete trust that you will be there. This trust that you have not lived up to a million times, only for her to wake up another day and say with a huge smile again, "Mama, I love you." And you allow the cycle of life to have its way with you because you have no other choice. And in a moment of weakness, you dare to ask the mirror, "When will be the last time she curls up into my lap? When will her hands be as big as mine? When will be the last time she looks up at me with her huge brown eyes beaming as if I'm the goddess herself? Have we already had our last bath together? If only I knew it was the last. When will be the last time I'll find her dolls set up for their weekly meeting, or glitter in a teapot, animal figurines marching along the rim of the bathtub? Will the days of her need for my love end? Will our relationship pass the tests of her teens? Will she come to me when she's got her first broken heart?" And in response to all of the questions, the mirror is silent. And shining back at you are your own eyes and this. You see in yourself a woman alive, knowing the wrinkles of time, so incredibly vulnerable, human. The pain of impermanence, it's worth it. You see you. Reshaped, something you'll carry until the day you die, and longer, this motherhood, this love, this little girl and her journey of becoming, you're becoming too. And this shape-shifting bond, like the mirror in your heart, you know, is unbreakable and inescapable. After decades of searching for a purpose or a path, along with your budding, most beautiful daughter, you're starting to know just a little bit about what life is. This.